Now talk about homelessness. A 20% rise over the past year. What would be your approach as mayor?
Well, I think back to when I was younger and Time Magazine. You remember that used to be printed? Okay. And in about, 1984, they had a homeless person on the cover. And it said, you know, America's a disgrace or something like that. And it's a problem that's been with us for decades, if not centuries. We know that millions of people across the world are underhoused, and San Jose is no different. We have a population that is underhoused, whether it's by choice or by circumstance. And areas that have an ideal climate and an economy are going to have a larger burden when it comes to this. It's a difficult thing on trying to balance how much you are as a humanitarian and the resources you actually have. You know, charity starts at home. We want to take care of people that are from here. It's harder, I think, for a community to take care of people that are from across the country. And so I think no single city should be responsible to care for, you know, these societal issues. You know, San Francisco, the city and county, spend $165 million a year on their homeless program. Yet they have more. So, you know, the question is for residents, if they are willing to, for example, pay for a tax to house all these people, then that may be an option. But I can't take money that I'm spending on other city services and allocate it to trying to solve the homeless situation. We've partnered with different organizations where we've had these unique programs that assist people, but it's really a fraction. We're talking single digits of the entire population. So it's really a big issue that I think that has been with San Jose and the United States for a long time and will probably remain. But, you know, these are tough decisions to be made.
What if people said to you that it's more cost effective to house the homeless than it is to pay for emergency room services and increase police protection and all of the rest?
Well, I believe there's an argument in that there is, and it's just, where's the money come from? So if the federal government wants to come in and provide us the money to go build it, great. If the state wants to do that, great. If the county wants to do more, great, because they are the providers of the social safety net here. I'm a city that provides roads, sewers, law enforcement, you know, fire, libraries. I don't do all the social means in the city. So again, that would be an opportunity if that was what the either other government was going to fund or the voters wanted to approve through higher taxation.
Changing subjects again.
And I would just say one other thing.
Go right ahead.
Major part of this problem is the deinstitutionalization of places like Agnews, which were able to provide for those that who could not care for themselves that suffered from mental illness. I've been through many of these encampments. I've written about them. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, I was writing about this type of stuff. And the reality is that, you know, people that are off their medication, may become manic, are a, you know, possible violent threat to law enforcement or community. And if we had a place to take care of them, then that would be much better for them, their families, everyone.
Thank you.